Hello and welcome, everybody, to a very special mini-sode episode of Why Should Your Team Win? And we're about a month into the NHL season, and there's some hot teams. And bringing back a former guest, please welcome Amy Ortiz.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, well, you know, Vegas, your team, is one of the hottest teams in the NHL. What's working right now?
Well, I think that the biggest changes have come from the top. So, of course, hiring Cassidy as head coach, I think, set ripple waves throughout the organization that has allowed for us to then improve things such as, you know, our penalty kill, our power play goal, just the reshuffling of lines. It also seems like the guys are having a lot more fun with each other than they did last year, which of course makes a huge difference in the game.
And also, I think the part of the reason you guys missed the playoffs was because of injuries. So I think you got a lot of full strength now or something.
We are. So Robin Leonard is still out for the full season. So we had pretty young goalie situation going on. Logan Thompson came up from our AHL team basically during the play or during the last lead ups to hopefully make it in the playoffs last year. He almost did it for us, but it just wasn't enough. So he's kind of got the number one spot. We signed Aiden Hill, who, you know, he and Logan Thompson actually grew up together in Canada. And so they knew each other. They make a good tandem. Laurent Boissois, he had been out with an injury, but he was due to come off of IR. So he actually kind of had a cap space issue with him. He wasn't doing so great, even in his games with the Silver Knights leading up to his return to the Golden Knights roster, but he cleared waivers, so we were able to actually assign him to the Silver Knights, which clears up that option, and we have him as a insurance policy. He's a very talented goalie, but you know, he missed practice camps, and I think he just needs time to get back into the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you mentioned the Logan Thompson, 6'4" rookie. Off to an 8-2 start. That's got to feel good. So
yes, and he he's really just such a dynamic player. He really seems to get more comfortable in the net as the game goes on, which has made for some pretty spectacular saves in the third period of several games, and then of course also in overtime wins. So I'm really glad that he's kind of getting the respect that he deserves around the organization. And who knows what will happen next year when Robin Leonard returns from his hip surgery. I don't know. I'm not a huge... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm not a huge Robin Leonard fan. I kind of feel like he's... I don't know, mentally not as in the game as maybe he might need to be, but who knows, maybe coming back from this surgery will be the jumpstart he needs to get back.
Yeah. I think you cut out again. Are you still there? 1-2. 1-2. Wee, wee, wee.
You got me?
Oh, I got you. Okay. No, because last time we talked, I mean, obviously it was the summertime, so a lot of things changed, you know. Obviously, Leonard wasn't out over the summer, or was he? I don't remember.
Well, they hadn't announced it. There were a number of people who thought that there was probably something going on because he just was not playing well those last several weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the big shock for Vegas was you got rid of a top player for nothing. Was that Pacioretty?
Yeah, so not only the two players that we got rid of last year were that caused the big drama, of course, was Fleury was the first one, and then Pacioretty. So now the joke is for future considerations. And, you know, future considerations must be a big part of our team because it seemed like that was you know, totally acceptable to the organization last year. I hope that we don't get back to a phase in the season where that's necessary. A lot of that comes from poor management, in my opinion. Yeah. We've always had cap space problems, but it's just unacceptable. However, you know, as much as I was angry about getting rid of Pacioretty because I thought he was such a dynamic duo with Mark Stone, I am really happy with how the top line of Stone, Stevenson, and Jack Eichel are playing together and performing this year. I thought Jack Eichel was a bust. My thought over the summer, my hope over the summer was that he would go get some therapy and learn what it means to be part of a team. Yeah. And I also, I think maybe he did that, honestly. Yeah. But I think he also has clearly had some guidance, not only from Captain Mark Stone, but also from our acquisition of Phil Kessel, who, as far as their style of play is very similar. Obviously, it's one guy at the beginning of his career and another guy sort of in the sunset of his. But Phil Kessel knows what it's like to play as part of a team. And having these older statesmen of the game, I think, has benefited Jack Eichel tremendously. And he's started producing. However, I'm a little concerned because as much as I loved and was greatly entertained by his hat trick in Buffalo the other night, that was the last of our winning streak. We lost last night to St. Louis, and he just wasn't quite at the top of his game. There was a number of issues that we had last night, mostly defense, but I do worry that Jack Eichel might relish in the villain role a little bit too much and get distracted. So hopefully.
Yeah. You know, I think last episode I sounded like a Jack Eichel apologist and I was like, no, but you know, he did have that heavy, he had a horrible time in Buffalo because it sucks being a Sabres fan. You know, for years, they'd always have a hot beginning and then never produce. And then yeah, of course he got bitter. And so, yeah, he's the villain in Buffalo. I watched those highlights. It's got to be kind of sweet dropping a Hattie in Buffalo like that. But I saw the interview with Mark Stone afterwards where he kind of was, you know, he seems like a really good teammate. I don't know much about him. And he was honest. They got the question about Eichel and he's like, oh, we didn't know he had a good character. Or he said he kind of was shady, but he's like, it kind of just, I like how he didn't sugarcoat it. And he just was like, this is our locker room. We're moving forward. And I don't know. Did you catch any of that?
I did. And I think it kind of speaks a little bit to the fact that the onus was on Jack Eichel to make himself part of the team. Yeah. You know, he did have his surgery and he did play late in the season last year. He maybe he came back from his neck surgery too soon. But he, you know, there were a couple of post-game interviews or even moments out on the ice where he looked to be rolling his eyes at Logan Thompson or, you know, our own teammates. I know it was just tacky. And so it just seemed like he was setting himself apart from the team. And then I don't know, like I said, I suggested he go to therapy and he really seems to have a lot more, you know, he gets involved in team sellies now when they're, when others score a goal. He seems to be having a lot more fun. So, you know, hopefully he has kind of reached out an olive branch or at least, you know, made himself part of this team because that's the only way he's going to have success with this team. We're a very chemistry oriented team. That's how our lines are produce the best. In fact, our I would argue our hottest line actually is the Misfit line, which is our three original remaining players from the first season, Marcia So, Riley Smith, and Bill Carlson. You know, those guys are brothers. I mean, they have played together basically always.
Kitty cat.
Yeah.
So we mentioned the new additions with Phil the Thrill. I've always followed him, even when he was a Gopher, and have followed his career when he had, you know, cancer in Boston, and then when he was treated like dirt in Toronto, and then like getting two cups in Pittsburgh, and then was in Arizona randomly for a couple years. Yeah. So I'm glad he's going to bring that his experience and his, you know, Iron Man work ethic to the Knights. Were you excited to get him?
Very excited. And like you say, the work ethic is clear there. And then also, I have followed, especially basically the last, 6 years probably, where he really does seem to take on a mentorship role wherever he is. And we needed a little bit more of that. We, especially due to the number of injuries that we had, and we've lost or traded away basically all of the original team. This was an opportunity to sort of recurate the identity of the Golden Knights. And I think that he is a great cornerstone to sort of redefine who we are coming off of, you know, such a disappointing year last year. Mm-hmm. Plus he's just fun to watch. You know, you can tell that guy just loves to play hockey.
Yeah. He's a pure goal scorer too. I mean, not only did he did the Iron Man, but he's always come up big with goals, you know, so that's awesome. I mean, he's hockey old and he's still doing it, you know, so.
I know, it's weird. He's younger than I am, but he is hockey old.
Yeah. Well, and then when I asked you to come back on, this was when you guys were in first place. Now you're in second, but nipping at, you know, Boston's heels.
Yep.
It just got to suck to lose to St. Louis, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, it was such a frustrating game because it didn't get to show some of our biggest growth that we've had over the start of this season so far, which is we're finally scoring power play goals again. We didn't have a power play at all last night. The back-to-back goals that they got with it, I think it was like 41 seconds last night.
Yeah.
Kind of knocked the wind out of Aiden Hill's sails, but he made some pretty spectacular saves later in the game. And then of course our offense came alive in the third period. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we needed this humbling. A 9-game winning streak is quite a feat, but
yeah,
things must come to an end. And I'm looking forward to playing our regional rivals, the Sharks, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. Well, yeah. I mean, you can't go 80-2, you know what I mean? So you got to take these losses to learn from them, get better. I mean, it's like, you know, St. Louis is sitting in 30th place, but they also won the Stanley Cup 3 years ago, you know, so you can never sleep on any team in the league. Exactly. Like I remember Colorado was on there. They didn't lose a game in January, and then they play Arizona and they lose like 3-4. It's so stupid, but that's hockey. You know, you can never sleep on the team.
It is. And we just came off, a long road game stint, and sometimes you just got to get comfortable back at home. But I also, you know, think that Golden Knights fans are now a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more grizzled now that we've had some disappointment, because we've made the playoffs every year prior to that. And last year we had been in first place in January, and then all of a sudden, you know, we made it to not even making the playoffs. So, we rolled with these little punches a little bit better, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming back on the pod, and
I love being here again.
Yeah. Well, let's get back in touch around All-Star break. How does that sound?
Yeah. It's a date.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Yep. Thanks, Katie. Bye-bye.